This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Key Senate debates.
My Dr. L believes that I'm fit to be serving.
A candidate's health and the state of democracy.
Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions.
Flexing military might.
An overwhelming display of firepower.
Jury deliberates.
Time for him to be held accountable.
Wisconsin parade deaths.
Look inside yourself and make the right decision.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Pennsylvania's Senate race is a close one, going down to the wire, and the result could determine which party holds power in the U.S. Senate. As we hear from CBS's Robert Costa, the campaign's only debate last night on News Nation zeroed in on Democrat John Fetterman's personal health and the Republican Mehmet Oz's stand on abortion.
I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman started off assuring voters he's still capable of doing the job of senator 5 months after having a stroke.
I might miss some words during this debate. Mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
The two clashed on abortion.
I don't want the federal government involved with that at all.
Roe v. Wade, for me, should be the law.
The abortion decision should be left up to states, and specifically when John Fetterman
wants... You roll with Doug Mastriano.
John, when I'm done, you'll have your turn, John.
Fetterman's use of a closed captioning device during the debate, where he read questions in real time on a screen above the moderators, sparked debate on social media, with some observers seeing a strong performance amid recovery, while others cast him as unsteady.
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
There was a first and only debate last night in New York's battle for governor.
As the race has tightened, Governor Kathy Hochul has pivoted, countering Lee Zeldin's barrage of attacks on crime.
First of all, you can either work on keeping people scared, or you can focus on keeping them safe.
At the Spectrum News New York One debate, Hochul touted new gun control and subway safety measures, but Zeldin said it's not enough.
There are criminals out there who need to pay the consequences for their action instead of the catch release policies that Kathy Hochul champions.
It is a joke to talk about a crime policy that doesn't include doing something about illegal guns.
Steve Burns for CBS News, New York.
Overseas now, the Kremlin said today it will continue to make the case that Ukraine plans to detonate a dirty bomb with radioactive contaminants and blame Russia. A spokesman says China and India have been contacted about it by Moscow. Ukraine, the U.S., and its allies have rejected the assertion. CBS's Chris Livesay is aboard a U.S. Navy warship with a firsthand look at the U.S. and other NATO countries conducting an elaborate show of force in the Mediterranean.
We fly at dawn from the southern coast of Italy to join the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier, a floating mountain of muscle flexing with more than 80 Allied aircraft in international waters for NATO training. All set against the backdrop of Vladimir Putin's repeated threats to fire nuclear weapons. The Secretary General of NATO has come aboard with a warning.
There will be severe consequences, and we are vigilant and ready to react if something bad happens.
For now, NATO says its best weapon is overwhelming deterrence with a heart-thumping display of firepower, with tensions in the region at a fever pitch.
An earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area yesterday. Seismologists say it was the strongest in that part of the country in 8 years.
I got up and looked around, and I felt the house shaking. I said, okay, this is a major earthquake, but I don't know how major.
It was a magnitude 5.1, centered 12 miles east of San Jose. Aside from commuter train delays, there are no reports of major damage or injuries. Two athletes, Aaron Donald of the NFL's LA Rams and Jaylen Brown of the NBA's Boston Celtics, have ended their associations with Donda Sports, the brand management agency owned by Kanye West. Adidas broke from him yesterday over his anti-Semitic remarks.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A Wisconsin jury is now considering the fate of a man accused of causing death and mayhem at a holiday event last year.
Daryl Brooks Jr. is accused of driving an SUV through the Waukesha Christmas Parade, killing 6 people and wounding dozens more. District Attorney Sue Opper says it's time for Brooks to be held accountable for his actions, which she says were intentional.
He doesn't stop. He keeps going.
Brooks again said he wouldn't argue facts.
Outside of the families that had to go through this, no one's heart is more in pieces than mine.
He says what happened that day in Waukesha last November was not intentional. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
St. Louis police say the gunman who shot and killed 2 people at a high school Monday used an AR-15 style weapon and had 600 rounds of ammunition. And Chief Michael Sack says he left behind papers that detailed a possible motive.
He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life."
Airfares have been soaring, and so has the realization for many passengers that frequent flyer miles are getting tougher to redeem. Our travel editor Peter Greenberg has been looking into it.
During the pandemic, airlines recorded a record number of new enrollments, mostly due to people getting new credit cards that are tied to those programs. Flights are full, so people are finding it very difficult to redeem those miles because the airlines are not inclined to displace revenue passengers and give you that so-called free ticket.
What's the magic number for a comfortable retirement? A survey by the financial services company Northwestern Mutual says people consider $1.25 million that number. That's a 20% jump from a year ago. The average amount in a retirement savings account has dropped this year to just under $87,000, an 11% drop from 2021. Oh, and the fifth largest Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight, worth $700 million. Well, a mystery voice heard by millions has been unmasked.
Yes, I'm the TikTok text-to-speech girl. My name is Kat.
Radio host Kat Callahan confirms it's her you hear every time someone uses TikTok's text-to-speech function.
You're probably sick of my voice.
She works at a station an hour outside of Toronto.
I'm sick of my voice.
And kept her side gig a secret until now.
Sometimes you guys make me say some pretty horrendous things.
Do you blame her?
It's pretty messed up.
Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A new report blames climate change for more of the planet's woes.
More than 100 global climate and health experts writing in The Lancet argue the climate crisis is directly linked to a rise in heat deaths, hunger, and infectious disease worldwide. It's also amplifying the ongoing food, energy, and cost of living crises. Yet governments continue to subsidize the fossil fuels, which they say are directly linked to global warming, instead of focusing on urgent action to tackle the problem. Vicky Barker, CBS News. London.
Nearly 400 school districts around the country are getting grants totaling about $1 billion to buy 2,500 clean school buses under a new federal program. It's part of a wider effort to accelerate a transition to zero-emission vehicles and cut pollution near schools and communities. The new mostly electric school buses are intended to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save money. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.